Module 5, During the Session, Part 1. After thoroughly preparing the information and process needed, the manager is ready to successfully deliver the needed constructive criticism. Remain businesslike and focus on the problem at hand. After both parties have had a chance to speak and express their position, both parties can move toward the corrective action and solution. The Feedback Sandwich. The purpose of the feedback sandwich is to offer coaching and support while softening the blow of the initial criticism. It's referred to as a sandwich because the manager should start with a compliment before introducing the criticism, then follow up with another positive statement. This technique allows the employee to hear the necessary criticism, but also gets to hear the good points of their performance too. The feedback sandwich can be an effective tool to use, but if used in excess or without sincerity, the compliment process can seem cheesy and employees may only focus on the negative. Steps to the feedback sandwich. Prepare and outline what you want to say or address. Identify the positive and make a compliment. Present the criticism and facts. Add another positive statement and encouragement. Follow up with the employee periodically. Monitor body language. Body language can be a good indicator of how someone is feeling and how they are accepting what is being said. When the manager is speaking, gestures such as furrowed brows, eye rolling, or certain standing positions can make the employee feel uncomfortable and dismiss what is being said. The manager should not only monitor their own body language, but pay attention to gestures the employee may be making, such as squirming in their seat, fidgeting, or not making eye contact. Based on the employee's body language, the manager may need to change tactics and approach the subject in a different way. Common body language gestures: eye rolling, fidgeting, looking away or not making eye contact, certain stances such as leaning away, slumped shoulders, or crossed arms. Check for understanding. After the manager has delivered the constructive criticism and is preparing to put the action plan into play, they must check for understanding from the employee. Allow the employee to ask questions and add input to the solution. Ensure that the criticism is understood clearly and that it is meant to help the employee grow and succeed, not to single them out or make them feel like a target. Reassure the feedback is for their benefit and that they understand the information is provided to make positive changes in the future. Practice active listening. Active listening is where a person makes a conscious effort to hear what the other person is saying. This requires your full attention, so try to ignore distracting noises or situations around you. Don't dwell on responses or answers you want to make when the person stops speaking, as this can take your attention away from the message. Some tips you can include are saying the other person's words back to yourself and using body gestures such as head nodding to acknowledge what is being said. When they are finished, follow up with questions or comments to show you've taken in the information. Keys to active listening. Pay attention to the speaker. Try not to let your mind wander. Show you are listening by using body language such as nodding your head or smiling. Provide feedback and ask questions. Allow the speaker to finish talking. Don't interrupt with counterarguments. Respond respectfully and offer opinions or comments. Case study. Edna called her employee Judy into her office to go over her recent article she'd written about office personalities. She had pointed out what she liked and didn't like, so she started with a positive note. "I enjoyed your recent article and found it pleasing and fun to read." Then she eased into the trouble area before ending with another compliment, to let Judy know the article was still good but needs improvements. "In your next article, it's not a good idea to use names of actual colleagues you work with. Someone might feel offended or threatened by your remarks aimed at them. So I'm really looking forward to your next piece since they are always very informational." Judy nodded and took several notes while Edna was talking. When Edna was finished, she asked Judy if she understood what she was trying to say and if she had any questions. She explained that the feedback was not to criticize Judy's article, but to improve it and benefit Judy in the future. Judy asked for some additional tips and said she would revise the article for the next publication. Module 5, Question 1. The feedback sandwich starts with a what? Joke, compliment, true story, criticism. Module 5, Question 2. What is one disadvantage to the feedback sandwich technique? Employees stop listening to the negative to only hear compliments. Managers start to lose credibility. Compliments can seem fake or cheesy if overused. Employees become bored during the meeting. Module 5, Question 3. Which of the following is a common form of body language? Fidgeting, scratching their leg, yawning, coughing. Module 5, Question 4. Who should monitor their body language and change accordingly? The employee, the manager, the employee and the manager, no one. Module 5, Question 5. What is the goal of checking for understanding after speaking with an employee? Making sure the meeting doesn't have to happen again. Allowing the employee to make immediate corrections. To practice active listening. Ensuring the employee understands the need for improvement. Module 5, Question 6. During the checking for understanding process, the employee should be able to what? Leave early? Take written notes? Ask questions or clarify instructions? Zone out while the manager is talking? What is one method or trait of active listening? Repeating back what the speaker has said? Interrupting with your opinion? Thinking of things you can tell them when they are finished? Dismissing their opinions? What is one thing that can hinder active listening? Asking questions when they are finished, excessive background noise, nodding your head in acknowledgement periodically, going over what the speaker has said in your head. Module 5, Question 9. What was the subject of Edna and Judy's meeting? Judy's mistake in a recent article, Edna was moving departments, Judy's attendance record, Judy was being terminated. Module 5, Question 10. How did Edna address Judy's constructive criticism? She was blunt with the facts. She used only negative points. She used the feedback sandwich technique. She tried to sugarcoat her words.